When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchers.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is August 1st. Wow, we're in August. And yes, we're going to talk about baseball. Do you have PL Plus? No, get out of here. This is just for PL Plus members. Thank you all so much for supporting what we do. Andre Pallante was the lead yesterday. 8 innings pitched, 0 in runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts, 12 whiffs, 33% CSW, nearly 100 pitches against the Nationals. I like his breakers. Slider and curveball are cool. The fastball was thrown in the heart of the plate a little bit. They didn't hit it well. I don't know. I felt like this was a start where Pallante was not putting the things where he wanted to go. Like, he was battling himself, but it just happened to land in good spots a lot. And I'm not confident this is something that I'm really going to trust moving forward. He gets the Yankees next. I probably should have just said that first. And that is a no-go, even though he did this good start. Can't think of, like, Graham Ashcraft having that amazing start. It's kind of similar. In that kind of way. Just don't really jump at Andre Pallante, but, you know, monitor it. Hopefully he has the command moving forward. Carlos Rodon, ace is gonna ace. Max Fried, ace is gonna ace as well. Merrill Kelly is just doing his thing, 7 innings, 0 runs, and you just keep Marcus rolling that. Jake Odorizzi, 0 runs and 7 innings against the Mariners. Strike some plug look really good. I'm in on this in the short term. Not super so. I don't think it's going to be for a very long time, but yeah, I think I'd keep rolling with Jake Odorizzi at the moment. Austin Voth against the Reds did well, 0 runs in 5 innings, 77 pitches. That's fine. And he gets the Pirates next. I mean, obviously it's fine. I don't really believe necessarily what he's doing. The curveball worked well at 38% CSW and was located well, but I don't really know if I'm super sold on this being legit. I mean, I think everyone is feeling that, but it's the Pirates. He could do like 80 plus pitches. Okay. You know, I'll have him as a desperate streamer if I need it. Aaron Ashby did well, 4.2 innings of 0 runs. Now, keep in mind, the fifth inning, he allowed 5 unearned runs. There was a throwing error early in the inning, and then he allowed, I believe it was 3 straight doubles in a row that allowed 4 runs. Or 4 runs, and then he came out of the game, and then the last double came in. So that's 5 unearned runs to the books of Ashby. 6 strikeouts, 3 walks, 5 hits. His slider was insane. I mean, super high CSW on that. Was doing incredible things. The change and the fastball, I think he can do better with overall command here. And I'm not quite sold that he's going to have that second half dominance like the other guys. But I still want to obviously roll with Ashby. Barrios did what he was supposed to do against the Tigers. Didn't have like the most whiffs or anything, though, with that curveball. Really amazing at bat with Javier Baez, by the way, if you have not seen that. He gets the Twins next. I'm a little hesitant there. But hopefully he does have his best stuff. Reed Detmers, oh, let me tell you, Reed Detmers had an immaculate inning, 7 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 3 walks, 12 strikeouts, a golden goal, 24 whiffs, 36% CSW. Yes, I'm getting more excited because the slider whiffs are here. It's about time. 10 out of 28 slider whiffs. He also had 9 whiffs on the four-seamer alone. The curveball landed for 39% CSW. If he's somehow still out there, which I doubt he is, but you should be rostering Detmers, holding on to Detmers. I mean, same with Lodolo, I'll get to in a moment. But Detmers is doing the thing, which is slider whiffs. Oh, man. If you remember me talking about this in April and May, I was waiting for slider whiffs, and then he got demoted. I was just hoping for him to come back. He did tweak his mechanics a little bit, keeping his shoulders up, according to a great Athletic article. A little bit more parallel as opposed to dipping with him. And that also affects his fastball going up. And that, the whole thing is great at the moment. Really good command. I'm in. Let's go, Reed Detmers. Be the man we want you to be. I hope it doesn't come back to haunt us soon, but this is the one that you want. We were looking for. Aaron Nola, ace is going to ace against the Pirates. 8 Ks, 1 run, 6 innings. Yep. Nick Lodolo against the Orioles. Excellent stuff. 6 innings, 1 run, 4 hits, 2 walks, 7 Ks. There we go. He's getting whiffs across the board with sinkers, curves, and changeup. He did a good job with the command of the sinker arm side. It's all there. And he gets the Brewers against Ashby next week. I'm siding with Lodolo instead of Ashby in that start. It's going to be really fun, though. I can't wait. We have Dylan Cease. Ace is going to ace. Everything's good. He threw 63% sliders. I love it. That's his best pitch. Has been his best pitch for 2 years now. And he's really leaning into it. It's exactly what he should be doing. So it's good to see that. Now, Sean Manaea massively impressed me. Six innings, two earned runs, four hits, three walks, and seven Ks. I think I was the lowest on Manaea I've been this past week. And this is the best I've seen him because he was up to 92 miles per hour, but also nine whiffs on the changeup, finally showing up. Now, the slider didn't exist. One thrown across all 83 pitches. And I kind of am okay with that because it's been very ineffective and he just went singers up and changeups down. That works. That really works. He does get the Dodgers next, and this could just be a Dennis. It could be in one day, but we've seen that before from Manaea, so I would not necessarily take that chance. But you should be monitoring this. He did this against the Twins, by the way. Dean Dunning against the Angels. Six innings, two runs, seven hits, three walks, and four Ks. You know, it wasn't the best command, and the Angels still were able to do something. For the rest of it, blame it on the Angels. I don't really want to do this against the White Sox. Josh Winkowski went against the Brewers, got the win. Cheap. Five innings, two earned runs, 7 hits, one walk, 1K. You know? All right, he gets the Royals next. And if you want to chase another win, maybe you'll get one there. George Kirby against the Astros. Four innings, two earned runs, 3 hits, one walk, 7 Ks, and only 74 pitches. There's a big question mark right now. Is George Kirby going to be starting regularly with Luis Castillo there? Is he the odd man out? He might be. Only four whiffs in this one, despite the 7 strikeouts. He gets the Angels in a doubleheader, though, so don't worry about that in the short term. Hold George Kirby for that, and we'll talk after that start. Brian Shaw, it was a bullpen game. I came, they Shaw, I left because it was relievers. Okay, not a bad joke. Taijuan Walker against the Marlins. 5.2 innings, 300 runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 4 Ks. Very disappointing. Very close to a very poor quality start against the Marlins. It's just not what you want with only 4 Ks. He was down to 93 on the fastball. Slider wasn't nearly as good. I think it's, you know, a blip, not necessarily an indication that he's going to do it right. One start, I can't really pull back that far on Taijuan Walker right now. Zach Greinke against the Yankees. Very boring. 5 innings, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. I probably could have predicted exactly that. Maybe one more run. But yeah, he gets the Boston Red Sox, no thanks. Tony Gonsolin, inside, of course. He's been having a tough time the past couple of weeks after the Stanton home run. 5 innings, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 6 Ks. That's honestly fine in Coors. I'll take that. 1.2 whip with 6 Ks and a win. Just sure, one extra earned run, but that's good. Dylan Bundy, 5 innings, 3 runs. I don't care. It's Dylan Bundy. Alam Ahler kind of did all right. 6.1 innings, 4 runs, 7 hits, 0 walks, 6 Ks. He got 9 whiffs on the four seamer and a great 14 over 16 strike rate on the cutter. No thanks. Goes against the Giants if you really need something on a desperate weekend. Fine, but no. Germán Márquez still has curveball whiffs. Earned a good amount of them here. 6 innings, 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, 4 Ks. It might be the only start I've ever considered for Márquez this year on the road against Arizona next time. I'm just going to say that. It's going to be a higher of do not start. Like bottom of questionable. Nah, do not start. But still, it's like almost there for Márquez. Garrett Hill against the Jays. I mean, come on. Absolutely nothing given to you. Josiah Gray against the Cardinals. 5 innings, 4 runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 6 Ks. Curve was not very good. Sub 50% strike rate on it. I believe it was about a 44%, something like that. He's getting better, though, because the four-seamer command is really good. Upstairs consistently now. He's actually leaning into the Blake Snell blueprint. And I think that that works. I really do think that that's the path to success for Josiah Gray. Sure, it didn't work out this time. I think overall command is still a little off with the secondaries, right? With the curve not being what it needed to be, the slider wasn't overwhelming. But if the fastball command is consistent like this, then over time, then I think the breaker command will follow suit. And that could be really nice. Jordan Montgomery against the Royals, 4 innings, 4 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 6 Ks. Ugh, very frustrating. As you want more from this, from Montgomery, he hasn't really been very good the last couple weeks. I understand if you're at the very end of your 12-teamer and you got to cut somebody, it's Jordan Montgomery. I think you'll be fine and you should keep holding him against the Cardinals. Adrian Sampson against the Giants. Don't really care, honestly. 72 pitches, four innings. Got a little unlucky. He had a really good precise four-seamer up. But I think there's just not enough in that arsenal. Shane McClanahan, I don't know how, But 4.1 innings, 5 runs, 7 hits, 3 walks, 4 Ks. Oh, I know how. 1.5 ticks down on the heater. I'm not going to assume that he is injured or anything like that. I think it's just a night off, but it's really annoying because he's been so pristine this entire year. We just wanted a whole full season of it, you know? Pablo Lopez against the Mets. Oh, boy. One strike. How am I going to butter my bread with this? 2.2 innings, 6 earned runs, 12 hits, 0 walks. Yeah, I'd be joking. It's just one of those days. Yes, you start him next time. Don't worry about it, regardless of where he is pitching, if it's Marlins or somewhere else. And J.D. Brubaker against the Phils. 4.1 innings of 7 runs. Do not start Coffee Cakes at all right now. I'm looking forward to today's starters, and we'll talk about the full week tomorrow. But just for today and tomorrow, Max Scherzer, John Gray, Logan Webb. Of course, you can check all this out on the site. Same with the SP Roundup. Those are the clear auto starts. You have Clevenger, Heaney, Green, and Garcia today. Garcia goes against the Red Sox. That's the only real contention there, if you ask me. Because Green is just doing too well with his fastball and slider approach. And Garcia against the Red Sox, a little contentious, but I think he still do it even if Devers is coming back today. And Michael Kopech, Jesus Luzardo, Tarek Skubal, and Domingo Herman are also the questionable start here, I should say. Jesus Luzardo is coming back, but he did pitch a lot, I think, in the minors, and I think he's probably stretched out. And it's just more of a question of, is he still throwing 97 plus, or is he back down to 95, and is the curveball still a major play? I'm curious to see what we get. And Domingo Herman is on the stream pick of the day with Devin Smeltzer not pitching for the Twins. It looks like it's Aaron Sanchez. I don't know. Just don't touch it. Domingo Herman goes against the Mariners. You could have the good breakers, good chance for a win, all of that fun stuff. In the do not start tier, Kyle Quantrill, Spencer Watkins, Marco Gonzalez, Brad Keller, Nathan Eovaldi, Tony Sensatella, Patrick Corbin. You just don't start any of those guys. Zach Davies, I think, is just going to be so limited, and it's just not worth it at all in the still. I can see a world where Corbin does okay, even though he's been so bad this year. And, of course, the aforementioned Aaron Sanchez. Looking at tomorrow, Corbin Burns, Darvish, Gausman, DeGrom is coming back. Can't wait. Can't wait for that. Strider, Gallen, Frankie Montas, Tristan McKenzie. On the topic of DeGrom, I don't know how long he's going to go, but it doesn't really matter. You just kind of start him. That's why he's not number one. Now, I will say for today and tomorrow, starter's going to be really weird because it's guys like Frankie Montas, maybe Noah Syndergaard, could be dealt and not pitching for those teams anymore. So definitely keep tabs of if guys are switching around the rotations because of stuff like this, or they're trying to move someone else in. I think these are the two most volatile days, maybe Wednesday when I do it tomorrow as well, based on the next few days. So there are going to be some changes. The probable start tier, Tyler Anderson, Adam Wainwright, Braxton Garrett, Christian Javier, Giolito, Syndergaard, Tyone, and Singer. And by the way, Frankie Montas, I'm fine with starting him against the Angels. He's a little bit lower just because of the uncertainty, and he hasn't quite been up to snuff as of late. And Gallen's looking good, and Strider's amazing, and so on. Tyler Anderson and Wainwright at the top there against fine matchups. Garrett is against the Reds. That's cool. Christian Javier gets Boston just like Luis Garcia. I'm a little more hesitant. Lucas Giolito has not been what we wanted to see, but I think he's still starting against the Royals. Noah Syndergaard against the Athletics. Like, you just do that. Brady Singer against the Mariners. Jameson Taillon against the Mariners is fine. He just had 8 strikeouts. Okay, fine. And Brady Singer's on such a good roll against the White Sox. I think you do that. The questionable starts here. Opposite Taillon is Logan Gilbert. He gets the Yankees. And that's just, oh, gosh. I know he did well against the Astros, but I just do not start here. Keegan Thompson. A lot of people are really in on Keegan Thompson. I think he's just kind of okay. And the Cardinals can be really punishing. So I'm not starting him. Graham Ashcraft is a very reluctant stream pick of the day. I know he has his highs, and the Marlins aren't very good, and he is now doing a 3-pitch mix, which I think is good. He's getting that sinker back in the mix. But, ugh, don't want to do this. Alex Wood, Jordan Lyles. Alex Wood gets the Dodgers. Otherwise, he'd be, like, probable start, but Dodgers don't want to do that. Jordan Lyles, Chris Archer, Drew Rasmussen, et cetera, et cetera. These are just not good matchups or just not good plays. Chris Archer, just, do I want to chase the 5 innings against the Tigers? Not really. It's Chris Archer. Everyone else, you do not want to start. Today is Monday, which means I look at the list and I tell you all the major changes that might happen. I don't really expect major ones. I kind of sat down for a moment yesterday and thought, like, what changes am I really going to make? I'm like, I don't really know. Especially early on, I don't think there are some significant things that I'm like, oh, I need to correct this. Outside of, say, like Kevin Gausman, I think, or Gausman falling into tier 3, probably underneath Shane Bieber, just because of the whip stuff. So he's going to be around 20. Like Yu Darvish versus Gausman. Yu Darvish is good. His ace is going to ace. I was thinking about removing it for Lopez and Gonsolin, but we'll see. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at there. Nothing too much otherwise. Inside of the major names, John Gray is still dope. I mean, I just want to see him sit 98. Oh my lord. My eyes just widened as I said that. Tier 5 looks about right. I got to push up Spencer Strider back into Tier 5, I think, above Logan Gilbert and Nestor Cortez. And Tristan McKenzie and Luis Garcia. So probably right underneath Charlie Morton. I think I got to be a little harsher on Joe Ryan. I know he allowed 5 home runs. That's not going to stick. But still, I think I'd rather have Tyler Anderson, for example. Tier 7, I got to push up Blake Snell. He's looking a little bit better. Not too far. I'm going to be a little hesitant to push him up higher. Nathan Eovaldi has to continue to fall. I think Heaney goes up a little bit. And Sandoval maybe falls. Tier 8, Martin Perez goes up higher. Sean Manaea goes up a little bit. Sonny Gray maybe a little bit. Maybe Carlos Carrasco a little bit. Tyler Mahle a little bit because you think he's going to get traded. Tier 9, though, Lodolo, Ashby, Detmers has to rise. They have to rise to, like, Tier 7. Maybe even, like, almost Tier 6. It's like, because the way I see it is Tier 8 is a lot of Urquidy, Martin, Marcus Stroman, Sonny Gray, George Kirby. That kind of stuff is like, no, I want to be chasing all these things that could be massive, massive pushes of the needle. So then I see, like, Patrick Sandoval. I'm like, no, I actually think, like, Detmers and Lodolo are better to go right now. So that's where I'm at. Eovaldi, I think you'd rather have those guys. I know it's crazy to do, but now Lucas Giolito is, I'm not ready to quite give up there. Versus like Tier 6, you have like Lance Lynn, Clevenger, Scoob. I think you gotta lean on those still. Joe Ryan, I think, is underneath those guys, you can believe it. Underneath the 3 I just mentioned. Now the others in that tier, Garrett, Brexton Garrett, Kopech, Jeffrey Springs. I'm not really changing too much. Springs goes higher above them, but not this big swing. In Tier 10, Lauer, yeah, I think it kind of stays the same. Maybe I give more love to Merrill Kelly, but I don't know. We'll see what happens there. Nothing really to change. Let's see, Tier 11, Josiah Gray, Hunter Green, Jameson Taillon, Jacob Arizzi, yeah. Those and Singer, I think I do raise a little. Green and Josiah Gray and Singer predominantly. We'll see. But I do want to give them love, but it's also kind of tough with the tier 10 of Tobies and stuff. Maybe it's like the tier 9 of Kopech and Garrett, but I don't know. We'll see what I do there. Tier 12, Cueto, Gibson, Bumgarner, Watkins. Nothing's really like, oh yeah, Nick, do that. And tier 13, I got push up Ranger Suarez. I think I got to push up Jose Quintana, maybe even Mitch Keller too. Remove Trevor Rogers, thankfully, finally, just to be done with that. move down Bumgarner to keep up Cueto, that kind of thing. All right, that's going to do it for today's edition of the Plus Pitch Podcast. Thank you all so much for supporting what we do. My name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABs do low and your strikeouts high.